Last night, Be'ezus Hashem, we discussed the censored tshuva in the Shailus or Tshuvas Harama, Simen Kuf Chav Dalet, where he was asked about the minig in Merin, Moravia, where it seems that Jews were mezalzel, very, very makel, in drinking wine from Gentiles, drinking what we know as Stam Yena. And the Rama was asked if there's any kula, is there any loophole, is there anything that these Jews have what to be saimachan? Now, at first glance, you would think that the conversation is dead on arrival. We're learning Masechtas Avodah Zarah now, we've seen Mishnayos, we've seen Gemaras, we've seen Rishonim, where it's very, very clear that Yayin Shel Ovdei Kechavim, be it real Yayin Nesech, be it Yayin that was produced by Ovdei Kechavim, or be it even Yayin Shel Yisrael, where merely it was Naga Ba'ovet Kechavim. Not only is that wine Aser, but Isuran Isra'ana. Additionally, we saw that that wine is Aser because of ideas related to Yayin Nesech, meaning ideas related to Avodah Zarah, which would make it not only Aser, but it would upgrade it to the level of potentially Abizrayu de Avodah Zarah, which gets into a world of maybe not only is it Aser, but it's Yehar Gaval Yavar. Additionally, we saw that the Isser to drink Stam Yeinon is related to the Yud Ches Dvarim, where the Gemara says these were not just rabbinic decrees, but Afilu Elio Ubeis Dinoi would not have the ability to be Mevatel the Yud Ches Dvarim. So at first glance, this minig would go down as one of the strangest minhagim of all time, and it would seem to be axiomatically, categorically, positively incorrect. Stating that, Tosfos on Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis brings a fascinating discussion that the French Bali Tosfos already had, which seemed to suggest a little bit of a kula in what at first glance would seem to be this Parsha Chamura. And really it began with something that the Rivan said he heard from his Shver Rashi, the Rashbam said he heard it from his Zeder Rashi, where Rashi said that he found in a Tshuvas HaGa'inim that the Ovdei Kechavim Shebizmanenu are no longer chashud on doing Nisuch Hayayim. Now, to be clear, this conversation that Rashi and the Rishonim are talking about has nothing to do with what we spoke about at length several times in the beginning of the Masechta, and that is, are the Noitzrim Ovdei Avodah Zarah, are the Yishma'elim Ovdei Avodah Zarah, let them all be Ovdei Avodah Zarah. The point is that there was a certain pagan custom where, once upon a time, an Ovdei Kechavim that was left in a state of Yichud, in the same room with a glass of wine, had this impulse to, with the flick of a wrist, go and be menasech a little bit of that wine, l'avodah zarah. That's something Rashi said already, the Ga'inim said, was no longer prevalent in their times. Certainly Rashi said in our times it's not prevalent. And if that's the case, today when a guy engages with wine, we have to look at him as if he's a guy, obviously, but at the same time, not one that is a quote-unquote oyved avodah zarah. Or to quote the Lashon HaBrayson in Zayin Amad Aleph, he's not yoideya betiv avodas kechah. Okay, so how would Halacha treat him? It would treat him like a tinek ben yoymai. And we know that a tinek ben yoymai who touches yayin, it's not so poshut that that would even be a problem. In fact, it was machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Rav said tinek ben yoymai is oisa yayin nesach, but that only means that it's asa b'shtiyah, it's gedim mutabah. No, Shmuel holds tinek ben yoymai is eini oisa yayin nesach klal, which means that not only is it going to be mutter bahana, it's going to be mutter b'shtiyah as well. But regardless, today Rashi already suggested, and this goes back to the times of the Ga'onim, a guy who engages in wine, we have to look at him like a tinek ben yoyme, which means it's not going to have the chomer of the sugyas over here in Meseches Avodah Zarah. What does that mean, Lamaisa? In the worst case scenario, today, if a guy would touch wine, said the Bali Tosfos, l'chura you would think, there's a starke makim to say that would be mutter behana. In fact, the Rama in Simen Kuf Chav Gimel, right in the beginning, Sif Aleph, brings this Yeshayim. If you were to be so brazen and to suggest that Halach is like Shmuel, that a Tinik Ben Yoyma is Enei Oysen Yayin Nesach Klal, which by the way is the Psak of the Bahag, it's the Psak of Rabbeinu Chananel, it was Divrei Rabbeinu Tamar Rishonim, well then it would be muted to drink it even L'chatchila. That is not the Halach in Shulchan Aruch. But at the very least, a strong dais in the Rishonim that would open up the door to maybe be melamed zchus on a meikel. Additionally, stam yenam, which is aser bahana, is only aser bahana, like the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah Chav Tesam and Beis, because of its nexus to yayin nesach. Well, to the extent there's no yayin nesach bismanenu, so stam yenam would be maybe mutter bahana. So the Rishonim already opened up the door of fascinating, I mean, this is like a top five Tosfos of all time, in terms of what's going on there on Unzayin on the days, and a discussion that could be Yayin Nesach Bizman HaBalei Tosfos was already very different than the Yayin Nesach that was discussed in the Gemara. But all of this is fine and vile, and it helps you maybe with regards to Yayin Shel Yisrael Shenoga Ba'evi Kechavim. It helps you maybe for having Hana from Yayin Nesach, but to drink Yayin Nesach or to drink Stam Yenam Lo Ro'inu V'lo Shamanu. And in fact, that's not even related to Yayin Nesach. That's related to Mishum B'nai Seyem. It's related to Chasnus. It's Yud Ches Dvorim. And if that's the case, L'chura, there's no question in the world, that should be a problem. And it's for that reason the question was sent to the Ramah. You have these Moravian Jews there being Mekel, they're being Mezalzel. Do they have what to be Seymechan, or do they not have to be Seymechan? So last night we went through the truth from the Ramah. His incredible Koich Datera, he said, number one, being that it was Nespashet the Heter and it's Chaye Nefesh to drink wine. Again, something that is hard for us to appreciate, but it's Chaye Nefesh to drink wine. Could be it's like Pas, and just like in Pas, you find a Tzad Lahakal because of these two pieces. So could be when it comes to Yayin be the same way. Additionally, the Ramosh tells through the Gemara of Dazar Lamed Aleph on the days where Shechar was also forbidden because of Chasnos. Yet you see the Amiram held that the Isser Chasnos with beer would only be true if you sat in their pubs and their taverns and their living rooms and you drank together with them. But if you took it to quote unquote go, well then maybe it would be different. So the Ramosh said you can make the argument, what's the difference between beer and wine? I mean, if there's any ever been two beverages that are Inyan Le'inyan Ba'isa Inyan, they are the two, right? So when it comes to Shechar, the Isser Chasnus is only a problem if your mom is drinking with them. Then you can argue as it relates to Yayin's Isser Chasnus, it would be the same. But the Ramah said in so many different ways, everything I'm saying now is just to be Metayer Sheretz. It's just to be a little bit Melamed Tzchos. But you want to know if this is what I believe? Chas V'Chalil Mamish. And any person that drinks Tam Yenam, he's Bechlal Poishim Yukashlubam. Stating that, you want to know if there's some avenue of Limud Tzchos? Said Ramah, there is. And this was really a brief recap of what we talked about last night. But as relates to today's raid, we're going to travel from Prague to Italy and visit a little bit what the custom was amongst the Italian Jews as it relates to Stam Yenam. And just as an introduction to this raid bite, I want to give a thank you and a shout out to Nachi Weinstein, who is our in-house Italian scholar. We know that already. But I really worked through this Inyan very much together with him. And he shared with me a couple of incredible marmakimis, as we're going to see. But either way, hashtag the Sfarim Chatter very much has his fingerprints on this raid bite. But regardless, there's a sefer that's called Sefer HaZichroinos. This sefer was written by Reb Shmuel Abuhav. Shmuel Abuhav was the Av Beis Din of Venice, circa 1600s. He's also the noted author of the Shailos Uchuvas Dvar Shmuel, one of the Ge'ini 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 Olam of the 17th century. So Rab Shmuel Abuhav writes this sefer called Sefer HaZichroinos. And the purpose of the sefer is to address the ills of society. So he's looked around and he's noticed a lot of things that are not okay, and he wants to address them and be moir that Dalim has to be mechazik in certain areas. Zikarin Dalit, the fourth thing that he gives a mention to, and this is the most famous of all the things that I mentioned in this sefer, is the fact that there are people that drink Stam Yenam. And to him, it's a milsa de tmiya mamish, and he feels that this is something that requires a significant portion of this sefer to address. Because this notion that you could have Jews drinking Stam Yenam to him is mind-boggling. Now, if you go through Zikaron Dalet, and by the way, it's an easy read, Kaminig Italian poets and the Italian authors, they wrote so beautifully, who's the exhibit A for that, the Ramchal, right? But the point is that it's a very, very easy read. You can go through it, especially now we're learning all these Gemaras, so for sure, it's a page-turner. But the point is, in the beginning of the sefer of this Zikaron, so the way he sets it up is, he said, Bishloima, if people were having hanah from Stam Yenam, or b'shloim if they were being mezalzel in Yayin Shel Yisrael Shenoga by Oivdei Kechavim, they'd be mocking to be melamed tzchus. What's the limud tzchus? Toisves and avoy dezara nun zaynam at beis with all the raid. But the problem is they're drinking Stam Yenam. And drinking Stam Yenam, again, is related to B'nai Seim. It's Yud Ches Devarim. And Mali B'nai Seim 1,000 years ago versus today. L'chayr, the demographics from that perspective have not changed. And the sociological differences are not going to l'chayr impact this in any way. And if that's the case, at first glance, it's a most of the tmiya. See, he said he investigated this inyan a little bit. And what he discovered is 8 different reasons that people suggested why maybe it's okay in 17th century Italy to be drinking Stam Yenam. And I think it's kedai to mention all 8 of them very, very briefly. The first one is that people say the Nochrim Bizman Azeh are not Menasech Yayin L'Avodah Zarah anymore. Which is essentially what Rashi said, B'shem the Tshuvas HaGoyinim. And he deflects this, like he did in the introduction to this, said that would help you for this Rana. That would help you maybe for Yayin Shel Yisrael Shenoga Ba'ov Dekechavim. If you want to tell me that Halacha is like Shmuel, so maybe you'd be able to drink it. But it's not going to help you for the Iker Isser Stam Yayinim. So that is really coming from a place where you didn't learn these sugis and avodah zarah properly. It's very easy to say, oh, what's the problem today of drinking wine of a guy? They're not menasech yayin avodah zarah. Yeah, that's amazing if you don't know the Gemara and avodah zarah, the flam adat vav. But if you know the Gemara and the Gemara says there's a b'noiseim problem, there's a chasnas problem, there's a yud ches dvarim problem, well, this doesn't really get too far. And again, this is really everything that we talked about. The second heter that Rav Shmuel Abuav said that he saw as it relates to this inyan, is that the iser to drink Stam Yenam, albeit Mishum Chasnus, would only be a problem if you're drinking it in the house, or maybe even in a tavern and a pub, together with an Oivik Kechavim. But to the extent that you're taking it to go, then already maybe it wouldn't be Shver. And the precedent for that is of the Zohar Lamed Aleph Amid Beis, where you see by Sheikhar, which according to many, was also Asa Mishum Chasnus, still the Amiram felt that there's no Chasnus problem if you're not drinking it together with them. Now this Taina, if it sounds familiar, this was the Ramah's second argument, right? This is the Taina of the Ramah. Again, he didn't say it halacha l'maisa, but at the very least, he threw it out there. But says Rav Shmuel Abuav, again, not quoting anybody, but says Rav Shmuel Abuav, this is not a good taina at all. And the reason this is not a good taina is very, very simple. He said, because we know there's a lot of things that Chazal said are asa mishum chasnas. Chazal said that yayin is asa mishum chasnas. They also said pasin shemen is asa mishum chasnas. They said bishalakum is asa mishum chasnas. So I want to ask you a question. You ever hear anyone say that bishul akum is mutter as long as you don't sit and eat together with the guy? What do you mean? The whole issa bishul akum is because if a guy's going to prepare a meal for you, you might become his mechitin, right? That's what we're worried about. But that's something that's always a problem. You can't ever eat from anything that was nispashal by a guy. I chasnos, I the Gemara says Sheikhar, says Rav Shmuel Abuav, you have to say that we have no right to pick and choose and be madam and milsa la milsa. When it came to Sheikhar, Mishum Chasnos, Dir Chazal said that it's only going to be a problem if you're drinking it with them. When it comes to Bishalak and Mishum Chasnos, Dir Chazal didn't make that distinction. He says, regarding Pas, I never heard such a distinction either. So Chazal knew, with their incredible wisdom, when to make this distinction and when not to make this distinction. But in terms of us going ahead and being Madam and Milsa La Milsa, Mehechetesi Yayin is like Sheikhar. Maybe Yayin is like Bishalakim. Maybe it's like Pas. Maybe it's like one of the other things that are awesome Mishum Naisayim. So we have no right to go ahead and to address it. Now, Beinu Yuvencha, the Ramah, who used this as a big Koyach Teter in his Tshuva, probably agreed with Reb Shmuel Abuav. Didn't say it, Lamaisa. He's coming to me, Malam Tzchus. So really, it depends on how you want to approach this. If you want to approach it, it's wrong. If you want to approach it, let's be Malam Tzchus. Maybe we can say that Yayin is like Sheikha, right? So it depends on how you want to approach it. But this is a Musa Shmuz. And in this Sefer HaZachronis, he says, what? I saw this argument, this Taina, that this is what they want to rely on. There's no way that this is something that you'd be able to rely on. The third taina that he brings is that people taina that the Gemara says Gazru al piton shamna v'yeinon, right? Mishum b'noiseim. The Gemara clarified exactly how that evolved, but they put them all together, right? Chazal clearly put them together. It's a Gemara v'dazar lamed vav amid beis. Said Reb Shmuel Abuav, I saw some wanted to say that it sounds like piton shamna v'yeinon are kulam b'chodem machta. It's all the same gzeir. So what? So if they were Mater Shemen, which we know, right? Bimei Rebbe, right? Rebbe Yehuda Nasir, they were Mater Shemen Shel Oiv Kechavim. So once Shemen is Mutter, so Memeli Yain is going to be Mutter as well. As if to say, these were three takonas that were all put together, and once one domino falls, they all fall. So if they were Mater Shemen, everything is going to be Mutter. And Rabbi Shmuel Abuav said, that's ridiculous. First of all, Mechateisi. Second of all, Chazal said it by Shemen. They never applied it to everything else. It sounds like it was meant by Shemen. What do you mean? The Shemen domino fell in the times of Chazal. They didn't make any deal about, oh, that affects passing, that affects the Ayin. And he says, besides, if you go through the Maskon of the Gemara, the way the Gemara comes out is, Gazro al piton v'shamna mishum yeinam, and yeinam mishum b'nai seyan. What do you see from there? You see in the Shalsheles, Yayin is one step closer to b'nai seyan than passing Shemen is. And Rashi says, because wine brings to bad things sometimes. Kolaroy yisayte b'kukula yazar atzim b'nai yayin. Certainly can bring the day erva. So if that's the point, just because they were matter passing Shemen, wouldn't make Yayin mutter. In fact, he said that if they would have been matter Yayin, and you wanted to tell me now, passing Shemen is mutter, oh, that's a good argument. Because God's are all piton v'shamna mishum yeinam. So if yeinam is mutter, well, then they should be mutter as well. But that's not what Chazal said. It was just the opposite. It was piton v'shamna mishum yeinam, and now they were matter Shemen. Number one, who said the three have anything to do with each other? If anything, it's in the reverse order. You see that Chazal never even mentioned it regarding Pasen Shemen. He says, as far as that goes, to him, that's ridiculous. The fourth heter that he saw is Eva. Eva. He said, the fact that Jews don't drink wine together with Oivdei Kechavim, some people are arguing it just brings to animosity and to bad feelings amongst the Gentiles, and we find that Chazal were mekel, and they were matter a lot of things mishum Eva, and based on Eva, I think this is something that should be mutter. So the first thing that Shmuel Abuav says is that we have no right to be mechadesh Eva. We're mechadesh Eva, he brings the Tshuvas HaRashba, already said this, we can't go ahead and decide what's Eva. He brings Gemaras where Amiram thought something should be mutter mishum Eva, and then they were told that they were wrong. But the point is, we are definitely not Balabatim now in the 17th century to say that something that Chazal said is Aser, something that's brought down on Shulchan Aruch as being Aser, we're going to go ahead and we're going to be matter mishum Eva. He says, besides, did you ever feel this Eva because you don't eat non-kosher meat? We're anyways not eating and mingling in a proper way together with the Oivdei Kechavim because of the laws of Kashrus. So Yayin, this is where everything is going to fall apart? Says, I don't believe that. And then he says something very interesting. He says that there are a lot of Jews that are for sure makben on Stam Yeinam. It's not everyone that's being mezalzel, right? A lot of people are being makben on Stam Yeinam. Some are and some aren't. He says, you know what I think is the greatest eiv in the world? He says, when the Umay Sa'olam see that there's no achdus amongst the Jews, that's what causes eiva. He said, if the Jews are unified, he said, then there's no eiva. That's what he says. He says, but when we're in a matziv, where we're not getting along, that creates Chil Hashem, it creates Eva, it looks like the Jews don't know what they're doing, and if we don't have our act together, how do we expect anyone else to respect us? If we can't respect ourselves, fascinating idea. But he says, the Eva is going to come faket from being mezalzel. He says, because you're never going to get the Prushim and the Chshuvim to go ahead and to be mezalzel. And the fact that this Jew does and that Jew doesn't, it makes us look like a joke. And when we look like a chuk of a tlula, that creates the greatest anti-Semitism in the world. Ah, this is like a fascinating little nugget tucked away over here in the middle of Taina Dalit of Sefer HaZechayim from Ashmul Abuf. But either way, that was number four. Number five, this one's great. And really, you know, before last night's raid bite, you would say, come again, but you have to rewind it. But I think after last night's raid bite, we can at least appreciate it. He said, I've heard people say that if a Jew doesn't drink Stam Yeinam, it's pikuach nefesh. She'ein adam yochel lichlois below yayin. It's impossible. Can't make it through your day without a glass of wine. And because, really, sometimes the only wine that's available is Stam Yeinam, so it's mamish a question of pikuach nefesh. Now, he says, could be when you're home, you know, you have your local wine guys that you can go to, hashtag Yontif, etc. So over there, maybe it's not Pekuach Nefesh. But when you're on the road, oh, then it's for sure Pekuach Nefesh. And if it's Pekuach Nefesh, it's going to be a problem. And he writes back, he says, listen, I understand that, you know, wine is very important, but it's not Pekuach Nefesh. And because it's not Pekuach Nefesh, he says, come on, you ever saw somebody die because he didn't have a glass of wine? It never happened. So Avada, it's not Geschmack, but Pekuach Nefesh, it's definitely not. And as a result, that's not something you can say. The sixth taina that he brings, which I'll be honest, I don't understand, but the sixth argument is that being that so many people were mekel, achrei rabim lahatos, you have to go back to Roiv. If Roiv Jews are mekel, then you have to be mekel. Now it's amazing, Rabbi Shmuel Abuav, even gave this a little bit of airtime. Because what would a Lamdan say when he hears this? Right, you know, it's Yudua that there was a galoch, a koimer, he once asked Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz, that I don't understand. It says in the Torah, Achri Rabim Lahatis, he said, most people in the world are not Jews. So why are you following your religion? Aren't you supposed to go bus a roif? So Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz told him, it's true, it says in the Torah, Achri Rabim Lahatis. What does that mean? It means when there's a suffix, we're not sure what to do, you go bus a roif. But if you know the emes, if there's a vadai, there's no svar of roif. Roif is a tool that the Dayan uses in a Suffolk. Roiv is machrius fakis, but b'makim vaday, roiv is a garnish. So, achri rabam lahatlois, what do you mean? It's very nice, so many people are doing it, but if it's also, it's also. But either way, this is what Rav Shmuel Abuhov said was an argument, and obviously, this was something he really didn't like. The seventh, which we're not going to go into, is there was a lashon from a tshuva that was written by the Re'em, Rabbi Leo Mizrahi. This is in his Shailos HaTshuvos, it's Simen Nun Vav, and from that tshuva, it sounds a little bit like he was Mekel. In fact, it sounds a lot like maybe he was Mekel. And this was something, argument seven, that the Sefer HaZecheinus was coming to address. And he says that, you know, as it relates to that, don't make a big deal about that, because the truth is there are other tshuvas that were written by Rabbi Leo Mizrahi where it's clear that he was very machmer, and he goes on this whole arichos. This is probably the longest part of this chapter, where he says people, they take tshuvas out of context and they take quotes, and he did say it, he didn't say it, he meant it, he didn't mean it. He says, if you're going to tell me what the Rabbi Leo Mizrahi's position was when it comes to Stam Yenam, go through every single tshuva, you didn't, I did, and I'm telling you right now, he was a big machmer in this Indian. I, that one line, it's a kasha for Maisa. But either way, there's no question in the world that's the way it is. And then finally, the last thing he says that people taina is, this has been the minik. He says, I don't know, I was born in Italy, Padua, in the year 1640. My father told me that he used to buy wine here, and his father used to buy wine there, and his father used to buy... This has been going on for generations. And if it's been going on for generations, he says that, you know, I don't know what to tell you. This is the way we've always been doing it, and if this is the way we've always been doing it, so there has to be some merit to it. So to that, Rav Shmuel Abuhov said, what do you mean, your father did it? I mean, your father, it's very nice he did it, but doesn't make it right. He says, if there were chachamim and skenim that did it, memelo, but they weren't chachamim and skenim. These were people that were making the same mistake that you were making. Mesoira is a gutezach, fence is a gutezach, but to have a mesoira on drinking stam yenom, I mean, that's not what we call mesoira. It's not shalavicha v'yageitcha, right? And being that that's not shalavicha v'yageitcha, so it's for that reason, says Rosh Mu'abuv, that's not going to be eitzah, regardless. Here in Perek Gimel of Zichron Dalet, he goes through eight different eitzos, maybe what he calls tainos, lahakal, and he categorically dismisses all eight of them. But one thing is clear, you see from this whole inyan, and that is that in Italy, in the 1600s, this was a major problem. This was a major, major problem. Truth is, there's more evidence that this was a major problem in Italy, circa the 1600s, and that's from another sefer. This sefer was called Yayin HaMeshomer. You can find it. Sefer is called Yayin HaMeshomer, and it was written by Hagoyin HaMekobel Rab Nosson Nota Shapiro. Now, not to be confused with the Baal Megala Amukas, who had the same name, but this is Rab Nosson Nota Shapiro, who is a big Mekobel, and he wrote a Sefer called Yayin HaMeshomer. And the purpose of the Sefer Yayin HaMeshomer is to, again, address this issue. And that is, there are Jews in Italy that are drinking Stam Yenom, it's wrong, and I have to address it. Now, if you look at the Sefer, which I did, you'll see the Sefer is made up of two parts. The first part of the Sefer is a bunch of Haskamas, and all different Gedolim and Tzadikim that are on board 100% that this is a terrible, terrible thing. Now, it's a little ironic, and the reason it's ironic is because the Haskamis that Rav Nosson Nota Shapiro brings were not Haskamis on his own Sefer. In fact, his Sefer itself has no Haskamis. But there's 30 pages of Haskamis that were given in Fria de Gedoris to similar Kolkoiris or Machos, meaning different letters that were written related to the fact that people are drinking Stam Yenom when they're not supposed to be drinking Stam Yenom, and he's being mitzarif them to his own Sefer. But anyway, that's the first part of the Sefer. The second part of the Sefer is his argument of why it's wrong, and if you take a look at it inside, you'll see the whole Sefer is Kabbalah. It wasn't a Sefer that was written al-Pi Nigla B'chlal. Rav Nosson Nota Shapiro was a big Mekobel, and this Sefer that he wrote was al-Pi Kabbalah. And really, it comes from a Zohar HaKadosh, where the Zohar HaKadosh says that any person that's not Nizer in Stam Yenom will not merit to drink from the Yayin HaMeshomer, when Mashiach is going to come. Hence the name of the Sefer, Yain HaMashomer. And the two are related to each other. You drink Stam Yainam, you're going to lose out on the Yain HaMashomer. And he works with that Zayir and other Kabbalistic sources. And really what comes out is that in the world of Kabbalah, Stam Yainam is from the worst things a person could possibly be nichshol in, which means that the sugi of Stam Yainam transcends the shmuz of the Bali Toisves in the 11 and 1200s in France. It transcends all this raid. There's a Kabbalistic component. And that was the point that the guy in the Mekubar not the Shapiro, was coming to make. But either way, from these two Sfarim, Sefer HaZichronos, which was written by Reb Shmuel Abuav, and Yain HaMashomer, which was written by Nathan Shapiro, both addressing the Italian Jews, it's very, very clear that this was an issue not only in Moravia, but this was a major, major issue in Italy as well. There's a journal that's put out by Rabbi Yaakov Hillel's Mechon, Avat Shalom. It's called Min HaGnozim. They're already holding by volume 19. I think that's the most recent one that came out. It's a hardcover, glossy, pictures, fascinating journal. The name, Min HaGnozim. They're taking things out of Geniza, uncovering different Gedolim that were forgotten about, and different Kisvei Yad that never saw the light of day. In volume Yud Dalet, and this is page Kuf Yud Ches, there's an article that was written by a professor, a tremendous Goyen, whose name is Rabbi Yaakov Shmuel Spiegel. And the purpose of this, it's a kuntris on Stam Yainam, Italy, circa the era that we're discussing right now. Specifically, there was an Italian Gadol whose name was Reb Mahalal Hallelujah. That was his name. Reb Mahalal Hallelujah. Incidentally, he has an entry in the Shem HaGdolim. Reb Mahalal Hallelujah was a Rav in Italy in the 1600s. He had written Svarim. One of the Svarim that he wrote is Shailos HaTshuvos Halal Gomer. Not surprising, but that's the name of the Sefer. Shailos HaTshuvos Halal Gomer. It has 65 Tshuvos in it. Gematria of Halal. In the back of Shailos HaTshuvos Halal Gomer, there are three Tshuvos that he wrote about this issue of Stam Yainam Bismanoi. And this Chaker, Yaakov Shmuel Spiegel, is printing for the first time these three tshuvas on Stam Yainam from Reb Mahalal Hallelujah. And this is what it is. So he prints it with footnotes, and in the introduction to this presentation, he talks a little bit about what was going on in Italy at that time. Just as an interesting aside, the first footnote that he has in his own piece is Toidasi Nasuna. I want to give a big yasher koyach to Rav Shol Alter, Shem Midani Al Kama Pratim B'mayim Razeh, who helped me write this article. So he gives a big yasher koyach to Rav Shol Alter for helping him with this article. But either way, just to get a little sense of where this Torah is coming from. But regardless, so he goes through what was going on in Italy, and he quotes the Sefer HaZichronos Rav Shmuel Abuav, and he quotes the Yain HaMashomer from Nathan Shapiro. These are the famous svarim that were written on this topic. And he says a few interesting things that I want to mention. Number one, so it's clear from these Svarim that there was a problem in Italy, right, where people are drinking Stam Yainam. So here's the first question I think you'd want to ask yourself, right, the curious listener would want to know. And that is, who exactly was being nichshol? This is the Hamoinam that are not, you know, the chevra that are necessarily behaving the way they're supposed to behave. I mean, the people that the Rav is getting up and shrying about. Or were these actually chshuvim? It's the Yungalite? Like, who is it? Right? Who are the people that are drinking Stam Yainam? Right? Every society has its ills. Usually, they're associated with a certain fringe of this society. Who in Italy was drinking Stam Yainam? Would you see an Adam Choshev drinking Stam Yainam under the premise that this is okay? So here's two Mar Mekoymes that, if you're a little bit familiar with Italian history, is absolutely mind-blowing. The first thing that Rabbi Yaakov Shmuel Spiegel uncovered is that when Rabbi Shmuel Abuav wrote his Sefer HaZichronos, and he talks about eight different arguments that he saw that it should be mutter, so he didn't write where he saw these arguments, right? He makes no mention of it. But he says, it's Pasha, where he got this from. He said, because there was a Sefer that was written around that time, and in that Sefer, all eight of these arguments are there. And he says, no, shile in my mind. It's pasha, it's beyond a reasonable doubt. That this is what he was referring to. Now, that Sefer is a Sefer called Mogen Umachsa Umastar Vehisnatzlitz. That's the name of the Sefer. And it was written by a Yid whose name was Reb Eftalion Roviger. Right? So he was the Rav of Rovigo, and he went ahead and he writes this sefer called Mogen Umachsa Umaster V'Hisnatzlus. And it's from there that it's coming. So we track down the sefer, and if you take a look at the sefer, it's very, very small, but listen to what he writes here in the beginning. I'm just going to read a few excerpts. He says, V'im ki toy be'inai mo'id ha-ze'irus bazeh. Someone that's nizer and stam yeinam, it's very, very good. U'mishabech ani kol ha-nizorim bazeh mo'id mo'id. And I'm very mishabech people that are nizer in this. Mikol mokem, kol oid lo'i ucha lasis ha-mitzvah b'shleimus gomer. But I feel it's very hard today to be nizer in the inyan of stam yeinam b'shleimus. And the reason it felt that way is because it was just too hard to produce your own kosher wine. It's very, very hard. Lo'i melani libi lechis be'kanfei ha-prishus hazeh. So I decided that this is not something that I'm going to get involved. Ubedover zevadi yeshli litlis atzmi beilon agadol. He said, but I want you to know that even though what I'm doing is a chiddush, but I have what to rely on. An ilon gadol. Who is that ilon gadol? It's Reb Shloime Yehuda Katzen Ellenbogen. Now, Reb Shmuel Yehuda Katzen Ellenbogen. Shmuel Yehuda Katzen Ellenbogen was one of the rabbanim in Venice around this time. He was the son of the Marami Padua. Rami Padua was the Gadol Hador B'Shaita. This is the Marami Padua's son, who is also a Gadol Hador B'Shaita. Beyond reproach. Not negotiable. All the tzaddikim that we're quoting from now are 100% beyond reproach. So he says as follows. Ubedov ezev vada yesh litri satsu b'ilon ha-gadol Reb Shmuel Yehuda Katzen Ellenbogen. Shegam hu loy hoyo nizer bozeh. He was not careful in Stam Yena. Kigalui viodua lakot. Upamachas one time, Ayisi misfakeachimoi. Aldinze. I was fighting with him. I said, what are you doing, my Hela Gerebbe? Vesoif, soif, omali beikra de dina. Bish, loy malish de siayimi mohem. He said, Ramos Taino, the Taino base of the Seif Hazachroinus. He said, Bish, loy, if I was drinking wine with them, ikabe isimishum chasos. Omnom liknoi siayim mehem velish toisai bevesi, my chasnos ikko. I don't think this is an Indian of chasnas. Ulefi anochas achachomim ma'ela she'ein lahacher achra agoyim mori v'rabi agoyim karoy v'nochim emes gam achri ein lahar bozeh hoyol v'ani oiches maiso ovi reches Yisrael. So I'm going in the footsteps of my Rebbe. I saw my Rebbe be mekel, and if I saw my Rebbe be mekel, this is something I could be mekel in as well. The makor of these eight tainas that Rav Shmuel Abuov was addressing was really, if you trace it back, it was Rav Shmuel Yehuda Katzen Ellenbogen, which if you know, was a Goyen Olam, the son of Rami Padua, one of the most respected Rabbonim and Gedolim of that era. This is where it traced itself back to, which is absolutely fascinating. I'll tell you something that's even more mind-blowing. If you're sitting, be careful. Hold on to your chair. And that is that Spiegel quotes here in this article that there's a tshuva in the Shilos of Tshuvas Ber Esek. So there's Be'er Esek was written by Reb Shapsi Be'er. He was also Italian Gadol in the latter half of the 17th century. And he was discussing a very nuanced shaila in the world of Stan Yena. And in the middle of the tshuva, he goes off a little bit on a digression. And he says, quote, Umi lanu Gadol. Meharab Menachem Azaria Mipano Zechitzadik Vikosh Lishlevrach. Ashadolo Vihishkimi Teirose Shalari Zechitzadik Vikosh Lishlevrach. Ubizbez La Alofim Lehevi Elof Echemigdoy Litamido Mari Sorg Zechitzadik Vikosh Lishlevrach. Vikol Yomov Shosam in Ayayan Azah. That's what he writes. He says, Vikol Yomov Shosam in Ayayan Azah. Vuloy Bikesh Loy Gedulois Kashahigli Mari Zechitzadik Vikosh Lishlevrach. Sheben Achoise Vichosnoi Vyotzak Mai Mayod of Koy Mechaya Vichulu Vichul. He brings that the Ramami Pano drank Stam Yena. Now, why is this so interesting? I mean, first of all, this is what? It doesn't even make sense, right? But I'll tell you why it's even more interesting than that. Because if you remember, not so long ago, in the beginning of Masechta Shavuos, when we did the raid bite about the beard, and it's Yodua that the Chassam Sofer brings in his tshuva about the Ramami Pano, that he was clean-shaven, he calls him Ramanachem Azaria, who was Aviya Mikubolim, Lo Yehoyo Lo Yisayre Echad Alpana, right? He didn't have one facial hair on his face, because he used to shave his beard. What's the makar to the Chassam Sofer? It comes from the Be'er Esek. That's where it comes from. And if you remember, we mentioned then Rabbi Yosef Irgas, and others said that the Be'er Esek was misinformed and they came so stark. You're saying that the Ramami Pano didn't have a beard. Chalil Avadi had a beard. It's the Zelba Be'er Esek. It's mamish fascinating. The Be'er Esek said Ramami Pano was the one who was like, Le'oy Le'isayr Echad. That's in Simon Ayin. And in Simon Tzadik, Simon Nun Zayin, he's saying that he drank Stam Yenam. This is a plea in his gov if there's ever been one. But this is what he brings. By the way, just to give you an appreciation, who's the Be'er Esek? His tshuvas were reprinted recently. You know, reprinted them? Mechayim Mishas Rabarim. Bismedrish Gevaya reprinted his tshuvas. He's one of the Gedoyle Yoilam. And this is when he brings the two tshuvas. In one tshuva, the Raman Baruch didn't have a beard. And the, so Spiegel says, we know that Eidus of the Ber Esek was very much contested. A lot of people said he was misinformed, that it wasn't true. How people came out strongly. Now, the Chassam Sofer brings it in a tshuva, but we know how strongly people came out against it. And here, again, this time talking about Stam Yenam, what's even more interesting is if you look at the Sefer HaZachronis, so we mentioned what was Tainaches, right? What was the eighth argument? The eighth argument, maybe to be Mekel, the eighth argument was that this is what the Zaydis did. Right, this way everyone grew up like this. So if everyone grew up like this, so based on that, L'chayr should be okay. And he writes back, what do you mean? You saw your father and Yezayda do it? Yezayda was the same Shagetz you are. I don't know what to tell you. It's your Shagetz ben Benoishel Shagetz, right? It's basically what he says. He says, Bishlam, if you saw by the Chachamim, that'd be one thing. But you didn't see it by the Chachamim. And then he says, let me tell you what I saw by the Chachamim. And he starts, listen, he mentions the Marik, and he mentions the Marami Padua. He starts going through some of the big Italian names. And then he says as follows. Gam Milus Harav Havosik. Moireinu V'Rabbeinu Rav Menachem Azaryo Mifano Zeichet Tzadik Levrocha. Avki B'tshuvois of Hamut Fasis Ein Lanu Bahem Dover Ben Yezeh. Even though all the tshuvas that we have from him, he never said a word about this. Abaloi Tehei Haidas Piv G'doylo Me'adas Edei Ria. Asher Ra'u Boi Nizer Zoriz V'Nisker. Everyone knew how Makbid he was when it comes to Stam Yenom. V'chochmas Elikim Asher Hoisei Bekir Boi Kashem Eden Svarav Asher Zocha Oilom Lo'irom Miyutom B'tfus V'ruvim B'ksav Yodoy Haloi Hitaget V'toydiya Kayim Divrei Chachom V'dik Dukei Seifim V'chulu V'chulu. Either way, he says, Derami Pano, this tzaddik, this Kaddish, everyone knows that he was very nizer when it comes to Stam. So was the Derami Pano nizer in Stam Yenom? Was he not? Did he have a beard or did he not have a beard? Why are we talking about this? It's all Torah. This is all in the sugyas of. It's coming up in these rates. This is absolutely fascinating. But Al-Kaponim, one thing for sure, you see that there were real Rabbanim. There were real Rabbanim that seemingly were behind this minik. Here's another good one. Rav Moshe Provincello. Sounds familiar, right? So Rav Moshe Provincello is the one that wrote the tshuva about playing tennis in 15th and 16th century Italy on Shabbos. So in Simen Kuf Lamed Vav, so he has a tshuva about a certain type of cheese. And this is the way the tshuva begins. Yilamdenu Rabbeinu, im yesh iser ba'achilas harikado cheese, linizhorim mistam yeinam. For the people that are nizer in stam yeinam, ki lo yodati mahi o yodati v'shochachti. So it seems they used to put a little bit of wine. So who's not nizer in Stam Yenom? It's like gebrok. I eat gebrok. I don't eat gebrok. I put a knedel in my soup. I don't put a knedel in my soup. This is not open for debate. What's this negotiation over here? The Teretz Yiscos in Italy, there were people that were nizarim. There were people that were not nizarim. By the way, this whole kuntres was written really as a hakdama, as we mentioned, to Rav Mahalal Hallelujah's three tshuvas that he wrote on this topic. So what did he himself write? So if you take a look at his tshuvas, so he writes as follows. Seems that somebody tells him that it's very hard for me, he's bizarre by not drinking Stam Yenom. So he goes with a koyach de tera. It's amazing. He says that nisach hayayin, or that whole union of yayin nesach, that's not an issue anymore. Toistis and Avodah Zarah and Zayin Mabez already addressed that. So that's off the table. What we're left with is the problem of chasnos, the problem of neseim. He said that's an issue the Rabbanon, and b'makom tzar, this precedent where you could be mekel, and today for a person not to be able to drink wine, he's going to be in an enormous amount of pain, and based on that, he wants to be mekel. I mean, these are incredible kulos. You talk about yudchas dvarim. These are incredible kulos. Listen to how he finishes his last tshuva. Hine mihani taimida moron. Because of these reasons, b'stam yenam shol goyim, when it comes to stam yenam of goyim, hashtir kados. The shtir is kadas, it's always kalten, im yesh ba'inus. There's a little bit of an inus, meaning you're uncomfortable, you're a bizarre. V'kosher hadover lifnei ha-melech malkei shaloylam. And it's kosher lifnei ha-melech. The poetry is just ridiculous. U'keruza kari b'chel mitzvah teres shem t'mim m'shivas nafshesh, ashe yasa oisam ha'odam v'chaybem. The Torah was given v'chaybem v'loy sheyamus behem. This is what he writes. Sir Mahal Hallelujah was also from the Makilim, but here's the bottom line. The bottom line is this was not just a kula that was prevalent amongst Amoinam. This was a kula that seems made it to the rabbinic level, and it was a real thing. Now, if you go through the Inyan, in Shulchan Aruch, it's categorically aser. I mean, after you mention some of these things, we have to make this very clear. In Shulchan Aruch, there's no question in the world this is aser. It's aser, 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 aser. There's no shayla in the world. In Shulchan Aruch, the only makom there is to be meiko is when it comes to a guy touching a yid's wine, if you want to have anah from it, or if you want to have anah from stam yein. So there is makom lahakal. But when it comes to drinking yain shenogabai over kechavim, even though there's l'chayra very much on me lismach in Shulchan Aruch, it's not true. And when it comes to drinking stam yeinam, that's not even a gaya. And even the Ramah that wrote his truva, the Ramah only said it to be melamed tzchus on yidin. He says in his own words, I'm being metaher sheretz shazutayra. That's what he says. He's literally being metaher sheretz. But really, it's something that he believes is 100% maser. If someone drinks stam yeinam, he's bechlala poishim yikashlubam. And if you look in the Hakdama to the Sefer Yainam Ashomer from Nasan Shapiro that we mentioned earlier, the Grace of Makobel, he brings from different tzaddikim that came out very, very strong. By far, the most important one of those quote-unquote haskamas is haskama that was written first by Rabbi Yosef Cairo, the Beis Yosef himself, and then afterwards a Kol Kaira that was put out to address this interesting minig that signed off by all the Rabbanim of that famous Bezdin in Tzfas. And including that Bezdin is the Mabit and the Alshech and of course the Beis Yosef Aleh. So it came from Ar Moirei Hayra. All Ar Moirei Ra held that this is something that without a question is going to be Aser. Stating that, there were times in Jewish history where people were mekel, and it seems like maybe even Gedolei Yisrael had signed off on this kula. Now, when you go through it, you know, sometimes you go through these inyanim, you hear the tzadak kula a little bit starker, and you struggle more to understand, you know, the bal nefesh yachmer component of it. This kula is a peladig kula. Again, there's words, there's rationale, and it seems like there were Gedolim that signed off on it. One thing is clear, that when you go through it, the only reason the ones that were Mekel were even Mekel was related to the world that they live in. It's a world that we don't live in today. So today, for someone to walk into a store and buy Stam Yeinam, or if someone's on vacation and sitting in a hotel and they offer him a non-kosher glass of wine, or he's sitting on a plane or wherever he might be, you know, he's going to say, it's Stam Yeinam, I heard some raid bites. I mean, that's a pirate's gather on the highest level. Because when you go through the Inyan, even the Tzadak Kula is related to the fact that there was a time it was Chai Nefesh, there was a time you couldn't survive. Today, Yontif will sell you the best kosher wine you could possibly buy. And if that's the case, there's no question in the world, this is not something that's negay of this manero. You want French, you want Italian, you want mavushal, not mavushal, whatever you want, he'll sell it to you at good prices. And the bottom line is, whatever you want today, you're able to get. So avada, even the tzadak kula that was going on in that time is not something that was bichlau relevant to zmanenu. But at the same time, from a historical perspective, it's amazing as it may sound, once upon a time this was a real thing. But I just want to end with one thing. And that is that one of the Marmakimis I came around about, just going through this Indian a little bit, was the Maral. The Maral Miprag gave a fiery drasha. This is one of the printed drashas from the Maral, where he talks about how the Olam is drinking Stam Yeinam. And the truth is that it's not a chiddush. It stims with the tshuva from the Ramah. Ramah says in Moravia, this is a problem. And Prague is practically the capital of Moravia. So it makes a lot of sense that this is a problem. And he's very, very, very distraught. And my muscharishan was, the Maral is screaming, Chai v'kayim mamish, about what's going on. And the Ramah is being malam tzchus, right? They're both Rav and Shul Kol Bnei Agayla, right? Who's going to pick and choose between the Ramah and the Maral, right? The Ramah is talach what the Maral is, the Hashkofa and Musar and Kabbalah. So, I don't know. But I think the Mahalach, the Pash, the Mahalach, just the Hashara, this is what I think. Maral was the Rav. When you're the Rav, you have to be Mechiach. A Rav sees his chevra, I don't know, talking during the hour. He has to get up, he has to say something. What are you supposed to do? The Ramah is the Rav in Krakow. He's not the Rav in Prague. Abez Rav and Shul Kol Bnei Agayla. And Rav and Shul Kol Bnei Agayla is avoid this to be melamed tzchus on Yidin. But it's so fascinating. How the Maral came from one angle, he's giving musits. My chevra, it's my kehila. How can I not give them musits? They're drinking Stam Yeinam. I believe it's wrong. The Ramah is coming from a different vantage point. He's coming from the vantage point, medaf melamed tzchus zayin of Yidin. And like the Ramah said in that beautiful tshuva, you metar sheretz even to be melamed tzchus on Yidin. I can't get over that tshuva from the Ramah, by the way. I know it was censored. The Hulu was uncensored. you know, obviously at some point as well. But the bottom line is, the way he was melamed tzchus on Yidden is absolutely incredible, because he doesn't like it. It's clear he doesn't like it. And again, you know, we're going to censor the Ramah, we might as well censor the Torah, right? Because, I mean, this is the Ramah. I mean, the Ramah is the Shulchan Aruch. But the bottom line is, this is what he felt. He felt very strongly about that melamed tzchus on Yidden. There's a tremendous muster in there. But the morale is thereof. Thereof daf mechiyach zan. It's not a chiddush at all. But I'll tell you one other thing I came around. And that is, there's actually a tefillah, a Misha Beirach, that was composed by the Maral Miprag. And they would say this in the shul in the Maral. And this, I guess the Altnaya shul, right? I didn't see it on the wall the last time I was there, but I guess that's where this was said. And this is a Misha Beirach, La Nezorin Biyayin Sha'osru Chachomim in Moravia. You ready? This is the Misha Beirach, and we're going to end with this. Misha Beirach Aviseinu Avram Yitzchok V'Yakov Moshe V'Harun Dovid U'Shloima V'Chol HaTzadikim V'Chasidim V'Haprushim V'Nezorim B'Mitzvot Shenitztav Yisrael Hu Yivorech V'Yiroimeim V'Yinasei L'Mailo L'Mailo Kol Ish V'Isha Shenizeru B'Yayin Sh'Osru Chachomim Zah U'Beschar Mitzvah Zois Yiten Lo Yakodosh Baruch Hu Bonim U'Vnei Bonim Atzoiv Kol Adoirois Chachomim U'Nevoinim Oiskin betoiru mitzvahs lishma umorei hayrois biyisrael v'yizkulu rav tov atzofen letzadikim lasalavoy ulyayin ha-meshumar v'lo yovoy shum michsho v'cheit v'takola al yedeyim v'yishmireyu v'yatzileyu mikol nezek umachlo v'tzar v'yishlach brocho v'hatzlocho b'chol maise yodov v'yitein loy chayim v'sholoy me'ata v'ad oylon v'noymar Amen.